Exclusive: Tom Cotton ad slams Democrat Raphael Warnock's anti-police radicalism. By Sean Moran on November 13, 2020. Senator Tom Cotton, RR, released an ad Friday slamming Georgia Senate Democrat Reverend Raphael Warnock's anti-law enforcement policies in defense of the controversial Reverend Jeremiah Wright, Breitbart News has learned exclusively. Cotton, a staunch supporter of law and order, released an ad attacking Warnock for his incendiary rhetoric against law enforcement. Warnock hopes to oust Senator Kelly Loeffler, RGA, during the January Senate runoff. Warnock has defended Reverend Jeremiah Wright's God Damn America sermon and called Wright a prophet. Warnock also compared law enforcement to gangsters, thugs, and bullies during a speech in 2015. Cotton said in a statement Friday that Democrats have nominated a radical to challenge Loeffler for her U.S. Senate seat. Raphael Warnock compared police in Georgia to gangsters and thugs, Cotton said. Our men and women in blue protect us from crime every day. And the fact that Georgia liberals have picked someone so radical to lead their party shows how out of touch they are with the average American. The transcript of Cotton's ad reads: Radical liberals want to defund the police. Radical Raphael Warnock even called Georgia police officers thugs and gangsters. Warnock: Police power showed up in a kind of gangster and thug mentality. Raphael Warnock even celebrated Jeremiah Wright, who said that America deserved 9/11. Wright: Not God bless America, goddamn America. Raphael Warnock hates our police, and he'll put your family at risk. Stop him now. The Georgia Senate runoff between Warnock and Loeffler serves as a pivotal race for control of the U.S. Senate majority. Warnock's potential victory over Loeffler would allow the Georgia Democrat, who has praised Marxism as a way to teach the black church, to hold significant influence in Congress's upper chamber. Senators Marco Rubio, RFL, and Loeffler slammed Warnock during a rally this week for hosting Cuban dictator Fidel Castro in 1995. I'm reminded of Senator Loeffler's opponent. True story: 25 years ago, he was a pastor at a church in New York that invited Fidel Castro to speak, Rubio said. They cheered him wildly. Think about that, now 25 years later. One of the pastors from that church wants to be the U.S. Senator from Georgia. Loeffler said, "We do have a choice between socialism and the American dream." Marco is exactly right. Raphael Warnock celebrated Fidel Castro in his church. He has a Marxist ideology. Sean Moran is a congressional reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at Sean Moran 3.